and we are privileged to talk to Major Marion Johnson from the 3rd Infantry Division. Major Johnson, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Where are you speaking to us from this morning?
We're here in an area, southern Baghdad.
Southern Baghdad is where you are, and it's, again, a pleasure to talk to you because you've been doing some hard work, as have all the brave men and women over there. What is it that you do? Tell us a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Ray, I tell you, in my capacity here in the brigade, I manage the military disciplines that focus on gathering, analyzing, protecting, and disseminating information about the enemy, the terrain, and weather for a particular area, like I said, in this case, in southern Baghdad.
Now, earlier this week, and yeah, I know you get some of the news stateside, but at least on our station, 630 WBMQ, this was a big deal within the past week, and that was the varying assessments of how things are going on the ground over there. Because every time we talk to somebody from the 3rd Infantry, especially guys like you who are actually there on the ground, we get good news. I mean, is it all rosy? No, there are still some problems here and there, but there are good things happening. And there was a media account from one of the reporters who does a lot of reporting over there, who went on one of the talk shows a couple days ago and said that she thought that things were going horribly. From your assessment, how do you think things are going right now?
Well, Ray, I tell you, I mean, we're doing some tremendous work here. Our area here south of Baghdad, I mean, used to be a safe haven for Al-Qaeda, which allowed them to flow accelerants into Baghdad. Since we arrived here, began conducting operations right about, I guess, a little over five months ago as part of the Surge Brigade, I mean, we've seen a change. I mean, we've got schools that are open. Clinics are running, water's flowing in the canals for the farmers. City councils are forming. And most significant, I think, is that the decrease in deaths that are occurring in Baghdad. I think the families back home, they should be proud of the accomplishments of their sons and daughters here and their loved ones. But don't get me wrong. I mean, this is a tough environment, but the morale of the soldiers is high, and I believe we've had a significant impact on the Iraqis.
Major Marion Johnson is with us on Savannah's First News, talking to us live from southern Baghdad. He's talking about some of the operations that he is involved with involving intelligence collection. Now, obviously, I'm guessing a lot of your intelligence on the enemy has come from other Iraqis who would like to see that enemy gone. Is that correct?
That is correct, Ray. I mean, as we got into the battle space and as they saw that we're actually here to provide a service to them, they began to come to us and tell us and point out on where the bad guys are, and allowed us to help them create a more secure environment for them to protect themselves. And I mean, that's really what we're all about. I mean, this is their country, these are their neighborhoods, and it's just fitting that they are able to secure themselves.
We've only got a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you one thing. I did find out before our interview that your father served in World War II. Is that why you wanted to get in the military as well?
Partially. My father, he was an artilleryman in the Second World War. And he, in his day and age, he was drafted. And they had, in that time frame, as you know, for blacks in the military, it wasn't as good of a time as it is now.
Sure.
We've come a long way in our military to allow for various cultures to serve with honor and distinction, and I'm one that is proud to serve.
Hopefully your wife is listening over in Richmond Hill this morning. Anything you'd like to say to her?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say, you know, hello to my wife, Stephanie, and my son, Noah, there in Richmond Hill. I hope they're listening, and I'm sure I get an email from her later on today about, I don't know how I sounded, I guess.
Well, you sound...
I just wanted to say one other thing that I love her, and give my son a big hug and kiss for me.
Well, you sounded just fine. You don't have to worry about that. And you're a lot braver than most of us in the work that you do. Best of luck to you, Major Johnson. And anything that we can do on our end, you just let us know.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Ray.
Major Marion Johnson, live from Iraq, part of our Live from the Frontline series. on News Talk 630 WBMQ.